Praise Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are highly grateful to the Lord for that. Well, let me encourage you from the book of Psalm, chapter 33, verse 5. It says, "The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love." Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful scripture? The earth is full of his unfailing love. Now you may say, Pastor, I do not know, how do you say it's the earth is full of his unfailing love, when even though we are, you know, constantly reminded of the violence and tragedy and ugliness in today's world, you know, my dear brothers and sisters, we can still rejoice that the beauty of nature all around is ours to enjoy. Who can deny the pleasure that comes from the sight of a glowing sunset, or a rising sun, or a majestic mountain, the sound of chirping birds, or the roar of the surf, and the smell of the new mown grass, or roses or lilies all around us, right? So nothing can stop us praising God and to cultivate a habit of appreciating and admiring what the Lord has created all around us. When we look up to the sky, we see the beautiful starry night. When we look at the horizon, the sun has risen, and there is light and warmth in our day. Then when we look at the dawn, the dusk, we'll find that things are changing and the colors of the sky and the horizon changes, and it all is beautiful. When we look to the sand of the sea, you're reminded how God made a promise with Abraham that your children will be as the grain of the sand of the sea. And look up to the heavens, your children be like the stars that shines brightly. Can you count them? Well, that's how our God is. That's how our Creator is. So I would encourage you to determine to cultivate a renewed awareness and appreciation of the marvels of God's creation all around you. Endeavor to be even more responsible as a caretaker of your Father's world. That's what we are called to do. Amen. And appreciate, be appreciative, be thankful to the Lord and praise him for who he is. When you look to the birds of the air, they are chirping. They start with the praises unto the Lord. When you see to the lilies in the valleys, and you see to the roses in the garden, and when you see the trees and the mountaintops, they all are praising God. We are made to praise the Lord. We are made to worship Jesus. And this is one aspect that we can cultivate that appreciation for God's beautiful creation and the beautiful nature that God has given us. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's have a quick word of prayer. Abba Father, we are so, so grateful to you, for you are an awesome God. And Lord, it amazes us when we look around the horizon, when we look around us, oh Father, how beautifully you have created this earth. Oh Lord God Almighty, we are so, so grateful to you. You are a majestic God. You are a wonderful God. You are a creative God. You are an awesome God, a God to be revered, God to be feared, God to be honored. And Father, we have a privilege and honor today to enter into the presence of yours through the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. And we give you the glory for that. And Lord, today I lift up the blood of Jesus from the altar of God, and I sprinkle the precious blood of Jesus upon each and every one of us. And I know that your blood speaketh of wonderful things, that we have access into the Holy of Holies through the blood of Yeshua the Messiah, the Son of the Most High God. We thank you, Abba Father. And Lord, I thank you today. Oh Father, there is great appreciation in our hearts when we look around to the natural beauty of your creation. We praise you, we thank you, we bless you, we worship you, we adore you, and we exalt your holy name, O Lord God Almighty. Abba Father, I pray that in everything you will receive the preeminence and the glory. In everything you will be exalted. Abba Father, the Lord, you will, O Father God, be magnified in our midst today, O Father. Abba Father, as your people step out to the jobs and to the businesses and running the errands for the day, I speak your blessings upon them. I speak flourishing and prospering of the Lord upon their lives. And I pray that your sign of your favor will be shown upon your people even today. For today is the day of your salvation. And Lord God Almighty, that your people will enjoy the benefits of your salvation. And the name of Yeshua will be glorified. I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst. I send forth your word of healing into their bodies. And I rebuke every manner of sickness. I command you, get out and enter into that body again no more. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God Almighty, I pray that there'll be health, strength, vigor, vitality, and long life into that body in Jesus' name. And we thank you for your healing. We praise you, we love you, we appreciate you, and we give you all glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.